Shir Hey in Malicha Yeradeh Yudzain Kislev Hey Tov Shin Mem Gimel December 3rd, 1982 on Friday.
Now, Imolach Melidi Achilo Yadukhenu V'Yimuchenu Sheinis V'Yeshes V'Chei Neyagin Afilu Nimlach V'Nimlach Rak Miat Kider Shemilchim Nitzli V'Afilu Nishol B'Milchei Shir Melich. So, there are two Sheinis. Suppose he made a Meliche without making the Adoche first. So, whether there is an Eitzim to be Madiach and be Meliach again. So, one day is yes, the other day is no. Now, according to the Ranshite, that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is Rakir Taboso, so then there is no problem. Even if he made a Meliche without making Adoche first, he can still be misaken it by making the Adoche and be Meliach again. According to Smag and Smag, that the purpose of Adoche Kamaise is to wash off the Dam Shal Aboso, because if it's not washed off, then the same Melach that is Maflit internal Dam is capable of being Mavliya external Dam, so Mamelit in Uvashin Yuchaliski. But even if we accept this Max Halacha number one, so it's still possible to say that it's not in Uvashin Yuchaliski. Why? Because Kibelikach Peute. But the Smag himself, so besides his Halacha number one, that Melech is capable of being Mavliya the Dam Shalaposo, so he also says that it has a status of Dam ben Mamish. So mainly if it has a status of Dam ben Mamish, as if it had been spilled from, as if blood had been poured from a glass. So then we don't apply the aloha of Kibili Kachpilte. So mainly there is no eitze of extracting the Dam by salting it. Alright, so there are 2 days. Imolach v'lidiyach v'lidiyach v'chenu v'chenu shenis. So it's also asa. In other words, those who say, like the smag and the smag, that if the chtichas bosal is not rinsed, so then the melach is capable of being Mavli Adam Shalaboso, so even if it was Nimlach a little bit, not the way one is required to be Meleach for Gdeo. So even the Melicha Mi'at, Kiderach Shemilchen Litzli, is also capable of being Mavliya into the Boso. And Kiderach Shemilchen Litzli, Vafilisho Bimilche, Shio Melicha. And even if it didn't stay for 80 minutes, so we are still cheshish, lest the melach was mavliya the dam. It was mavliya the dam. Now the Taz in Sivov, he said, we mentioned, I think we learned it the day before yesterday, But let's again, vim nishtah posak miteres chatos, dim samach nekol abosos, isach tiche gamto miteres, din chomo kol kach mon izbas lomam liche, mashal isa b'chol gavne, o isa chticho, afilo b'kodesh. And then he says, vim lechen v'sheinis, di yar zeya, imo tiche tchile, lechen v'lechen v'sheinis, di yar zeya v'yafli, מה שבורק מבוסה שנופל יציר ובוסה שנימח שנסנור עם בוסה שלו נימח בצמנעים ויש איסרי הוא סמאק הוא מראי תחושי סביר עלי נשא נוחה דיבור אדם בהן לאמרינון שדיבר אדם בהן לאמרינון שיצר נמיכה הוא פוסק משל וכן בטרס חטוס דאפילו לצלי עושה דאפילו לצלו עושה in other words and on that point there is a, seems to be a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach so the Taz says And he mentions it in the name of. He mentions the name of the Marshal, and in the name of, in the name of the Teres Chatos, Dafu Itzliosa. Now, but the Tas own shite that it's also even Itzli, not only in the case, and not only in the case. Where he was mileyachet and he was sheyeshia meliche without making adocha first. But it was that the Taz own shita is that if he was mileyachet and without making adocha first and he wasn't even sheyeshia meliche, so it's still osa according to the Yesh Yisrael. So it's osa even literally. I mean, so far the Taz only says. He says, "Uposak marshal v'chein b'teres chatos da'afu itzli osa." But maybe that's only true in the case where it's shoshim melicha. Shoshim melicha. But suppose it's not shoshim melicha. He was meleyachet without making adocha first, and it was not even shoshim melicha. So it's true that Ramo says that it is osa. But maybe it's osa only al di bishul, but al di tzli maybe it's muter. So we'll see soon. In the next sas, nimlach rak miat beisa veheta b'shem merzorua nosam beistani hoechod deinu nedkim lehafchin b'milicha tzli l'gder vei b'shem merzorua v'yefshar shafilu milcha shel tzli lo yifle it kol shum adam v'cheza v'yisra ufitam yish yisrim shebesomuch mishum dimadli adam ben havo yisa afilu b'milicha ma'ad gamke mishum dam ben kmo idam pleite v'idas yozorua u ומיירי חומיזל פוסק להטיע במליחה מועטס ולא אישו ומשווה איסונו לבקים בדובר ולא נראה לה נהיה די תיקי דאפילו לזה יש לעשר מטעם השני תחיבן שמדליע איסר ואין פלד מה להרבה מה למועט so that that's the biggest fact in other words the Ramo says that that this aloha according to the Yesh Yisrael that if someone is meleach echtichas boso without making adoch et amaisi so memele so according to the sheet of the smag and the smag that melech has the potential of being mafliya dam shala boso so memele it becomes osa and it's in you v'shin yuchel iskein so the Ramo says according to the chite it's in osa if he made him lecha metes and even if it's lisho b'milchei shiomil so even though you have two factors like it was number one just milicha maetes not the way one is required to be mileach in order to be able to boil it number two he didn't even stay in a state of salt for 80 minutes for shiomil two facts like it was So even in such a case, the Ramo says, according to Yesh Yisrael, why? Because no matter whether, regardless whether it's Melicha Merube or Melicha Metes, regardless whether it stayed Shiomil in Milchei, or it didn't stay Shiomil in Milchei, Melech has the potential of being Mavliya, and according to the Smag and the Smag, we don't apply the Aloha of Kimelikach Pelti. So it's a Merube Sheyich Liski. That's what the Ramo says. In regard to Bishl, the question is, does this din of the Ramo apply even to eating it al Ritzli? So the Bach says that if you are Melech HaMelech HaMoetes and he didn't stay in Melech Shiomil, then you cannot use that according to this Magnus Mark. You cannot use that Chasbos al Dibish, Mashainkin al Ditzli, because in view of the fact that that fire has the capacity of drawing out blood, so even the little blood that it was Bileya through the Meliche, the fire will draw it out. That's what the Bach says. But the Taz assers. The Taz assers. Why do the Taz asser? Because true, we say that fire has the capacity of drawing out blood. That's the reason as to why you don't have to make kosher a piece of meat. You just boil it. That's the reason as to why you can boil even a piece of liver. Why? Because fire draws out blood. But fire draws out only dam plate. Fire does not draw out dam ben. In other words, if somebody has in the glass blood that he drew out from a behemoth, and then it poured on a hot piece of meat, so you cannot be misaken it by boiling it and then say, well, the fire above the piece of meat or beneath the piece of meat will draw out the blood. Only dam plate so we say that nur amishav shol. But dam bien, that is nivla in the chtichas boso, we don't say nur amishav shol. So memele, the Taz says according to the smak, so the dam shal boso has mamish the same status as dam bien mamish. So memele, you cannot even use it al ditzli. And even though the melicha was a melicha meetes, and it was not sure kiddushi or mil, so the Taz says b'tam asheni v'nira le'az daidikein da'afilo l'zeh yesh le'eser b'tam asheni l'chimu shemavli ha'iso v'inipeli ma'leharbe ma'lemat. Now let's see what the Shach says in Sif Yud Gimel. ואפילו שור במלכי שיר מליחה כוס ודל כמי שדהי מליג דרך אבל אצלי שור אם לא ישור שיר מליחה כמו שכוס ורב בסימן אין זיין סיב בייס אין שום. So in other words, even though the Teres Chatos himself says that where you are Meleach without making Adocha first, then according to the Smak Shite that Melech is Mavliya the dam shall aboso, so then it's also even to eat it out itzli. So that's only, so the Ramo Shite is Teres Chatos, there's Ramo. So the documentation says that's only if it was molchei and it was shoki mishiyah. But if it was molchei and she milichem etes and not even shoki mishiyah milichem, so vis-a-vis bishlo itzosah, but out itzli it's muta. Out itzli it's muta. In other words, not like the Taz. Because the Akimeisha dying like there, Avu, it's Li Shore, Imu Shore, Shem Lich, Pushkos Arabi, Simain, Zain, Sibet, Umar Shal, Pirka, Shem, Chom Posak, Tafu, Roy Shore, Shem Lich, Osea, Gam Kilitri. So there's the Marshal Shit, Vichy Posaka Bach, Uvi Sifri Alisi, Kidivri Arab, Vidochisi. Now, in other words, you see, the Bach, the Taz is even more machmer than the Bach. So the Bach says that if he was mileach a milichot more, the way one is required to salt a piece of meat in order to cook it, to boil it, so even though it was not choshe or miliche, so then according to shikel the smag it's awesome. That's what the mashal says. That's what the mashal says, and that's what the Bach says. But the Bach says, suppose it's totally divusi. It's number one, it wasn't even sure, it wasn't even, he didn't even salt it. Kiderach shemeleach l'deo. Only kiderach shemeleach l'tzli. That's a mild, superficial salting. And in addition, it was l'sho, shiomil. Then the Bach says that it's muta. We just saw that the Taz mentions in the name of the Bach, umeli chomizal. Posak lahatir b'milicha meetes v'lo isho u'mashve yisonu lipkim b'dovo v'lo yinir lan yizdaitiki. So the Taz is the biggest man. So he says v'chei posak abach v'sitri alisi k'divre arat v'dochisi ra yisir. So the Shach agrees with the documentation that true, that if he was meleach So then, according to this smak shite, that melach is matli adam chalaboso, so then it's in yubashim yuchel iske, and you cannot even eat it al ditzli, but that's only according to the Ramah. So that's only if he was melach and melichai gmure and chok and shimir. Then it's also agim al ditzli. That's the Ramah shite. So the Ramah is the biggest maker. I mean, we are talking everything, when you say the biggest maker, the biggest machmia. So we do not mean the biggest maker, because according to the Sefer Balatrumeis, so there is always a problem. We are talking according to the shita of the smag and the smag, that dam shalaboso has a din of dam ben. So the Ramah is the biggest maker in that shita, and he says so that vis-a-vis bishul. So it's also according to smag and the smag. Even if it's molach melicha metes and lo yishol kedishio melicha, but vis-a-vis tzli, so then it's only also according to smak shite if he was meleach melicha gmuro and dichoshio mil. If it's tartar reis, but suppose it's not. Suppose it wasn't sure shio mil, even though it's molach melicha gmuro, or suppose it's molach melicha gmuro, but not sure shio mil, if it's not tartar reyese, so it's muta. Then the Bach is more machmir, and the Bach says that if it's molach melicha gmuro. But even though it's loisho shio mil b'milchei, so then it is also lechel afil al mitzli. But suppose it's tartali tibusi, not chodol reyese, but tartali tibusi. So then it's muter even according to the Bach. And the Taz is the biggest machmir. And the Tashit is that according to the smag and the smag, that melech has the potential of being mavliya, the dam shall aboso. So then, even if it's totally tivuze, it's also al ditzli. So we have three shittas: the Ramah and the Bach and the Taz. The Ramah is the biggest maker. I mean, according to the shita of the smag and the smag, that we do not say kibirikach beilday. So the Ramah says, but vis-a-vis tzli. So then, in such a case, it is mutal ditzli. If it is was not meliach melich gmuro, or even if it was meliach melich gmuro, but he wasn't sheye shiomil b'milch, shiomil b'milch. And then the Bach shite is that if it is loisho b'milch shiom melich. But molach melicha gmuro, so then it is osar al ditzli. But if it was not even molach melicha gmuro, but only melicha meletes and lisho b'milche shio melicha, so then the Bach says it's muta al ditzli, and the Taz is the biggest machmir under all circumstances. It's osar even al ditzli, even if it's totally tivuse molach melicha meletes. And that it's in Yubash and Yochel Iske, and even Bimokei, Hefset Merube. Now we have to understand all these shittes, I mean. So, in other words, vis-a-vis, Dam Ben Mamish, let's say, if a person draws out blood from a behemo into a glass, into a cup, and then it is poured upon a hot piece of meat, then everybody agrees that there is no itse. There is no itse. So, here we see that different shittas. Now, one shitta, the Ramah says that al dibishul, so it's also it's also according to this mag, even milicha metes and lishol b'milcha. Al deitzli, so it's muta. If it's molach milicha metes, even though it's lishol b'milcha, even though it's shol b'milcha, or even if it's molach milicha gemura, but it's lishol b'milcha, so al deitzli it's muta. Why is it different? But the shita of the smag and the smag is the dam shel aboso has a din of dam ben. The answer is even according to Ramo holds that even according to the smag and the smag, there is a difference between mamish dam ben, when you squeeze out, when you draw out blood from the behemo, or the dam that appears on the surface of the chatir. So it has a din of it dam ben, but not completely like dam ben. Vis-a-vis dam ben mamish, so everybody agrees that it's also even al ditzli to eat it al ditzli, because we do not say nur hamishishov. But this dam that tishal abosor, after all, it didn't come from an external source. Where did it come from? This chatire. So memele, even though it has a din of dam ben, but not completely like dam ben mamish. So that's why we have various shittes. The Ramosh shite, the Bach shite, the Tash shite. But it appears, so in other words, so the only one who holds that according to the smag and the smag, so dam shel aboso has mamish the same status as dam ben is the Taz. That's why the Taz, as I said, even though it's li according to the smag and the smag, and even if there was a milicha metes, and even if we show the milicha, because according to the Taz, it has the status of dam ben mamish. Now, Siv Gimel, Lo Yimar B'Melech Dako. Lo Yimar B'Melech Dako Kikemech. V'Lo Yim B'Melech Gaso B'Yeiser. Sheni Feles Malaboso Eilich Veilich. V'Yimei Melech Acher. Rak melach dak ki kemach mutalim lachbei. It's a little confusing when you look into Rashi. I mean, the moker for this aloche is Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We mentioned it several times already. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Alright. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amidale. Rav Dimi Menar Goye Molach Lei Bimilche Galanise Umnapitzle. So what is milche? Galanise, Rashi says, melar gaso. That means coarse salt. Coarse salt. Coarse salt. So, umnapitzle. And then he cast it off. He shook it off. Oh. So look how Rashi explains it. Melar gaso, umnapitzlo, limilche, leachas man, vipneshadam nivrabo. Abo melar dako in tzorech l'napitz she niteches me'atzim. So in other words, so according to Rashi, what's the pshat in the Gemara? In other words, Rabdimi menadoye use koso. Kalniso means melar gaso, coarse, in contrast to thin salt. So koso to use. So according to Rashi, it doesn't mean that coarse salt is preferred over and above thin salt. On the contrary, he says, Rav Dime, you can use coarse salt and you can use thin salt. But if you use thin salt, you don't have to shake it off, because by itself it will fall off. If you use coarse salt, so then you have to be minachas. But it doesn't mean that daf because that's Rashi's pshat. But the Rambam explains it differently. The Rambam explains it that Rav Dimi min Ardoye molach li b'milchek al anise kol salt, so in other davke kol salt, but thin salt not. That's the Rambam pshat. Now, here the Torah mentions the Rambam umileach. That's the Simon Sabbath test. Bein bimelar dag, bein bimelar gas. you can use any kind of soul, core soul, field soul. The Rambam Kosav, Sheimel Chinelu Melech Hadas, because not like Rashi, in other words, Rashi Shiti is that Rabdime Molav Dal Nise, that even Dal Nise, even a core soul can be used. But if you use core soul, you have to be Menapit. But certainly field soul. And the Rambam explains it, no, not even Galal Nise, Davki Galal Nise, Davki Kol Sol, but Thin Sol not. Rambam Kosav Shemil Chin Elu Melech Hadas. Why not? What's wrong with Thin Sol? Shamelech Hadak Uki Kemach Nimle Biboso Ve'eini Mafit Va'deini Yov Yorozal Kosav Yoi Mistaber Diyeise Yashu Amelech Dak Hu Mispazer Al Aboso Hu Peye Lehitzi Adam כי הוא עניד בפה, אבל הגס הוא נשם לחתיכו, כי שהיפכו למלכו על ציד השם. So, there seems to be a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Rambam, so melech gas is better than melech dak, and according to the Rosh, it's just the other way. Melech dak is better, is more effective than Melagas. The Orach HaShulchan says, and it's very mistaba, the Orach HaShulchan says that there is really no machlekes between the Rambam and Rosh. But it's a question, what kind of core soul do you have in mind, and what kind of thin soul do you have in mind? In other words, if you have a lump of salt that is as big as this, and you put it on the boso, so then it's not effective. If you have a highly refined salt that is like a powder, very minute, so then we say, as the Rambam says, kimeler dati kemach, if it is as fine and as minute like flour, so you need even have a muscle. So true, there is a machlekes in the Pshat and the Gemara. So Rashi in the Rosh say it means even Galen Nise, but Melodak certainly, and the Rambam says Davke Galen Nise, but Melodak not. So there is a machlekes in the Pshat, but in final analysis the Orach HaShulchan says there is no machlekes. The other Achreinim assume, the other Poskim assume that there is a machlekes, but what the Orach HaShulchan says is very mistaba, because when if the melech is very, very fine, like kemach, and the Rambam mentions kidak kemach, how can the Rosh say that such a fine salt, I mean fine in the sense of very thin, so how can the Rosh say that this is more effective? Yeah, it's contrary to the mitzvahs. The answer is, there is a machlekes in the Pshat and the Gemara, but there is a machlekes what kind of core salt Galal Nisa represents. So the according to Rashi and the Rosh, Galal Nisa represents substantial core salt. So it means that it's not thin at all. So they say that what the Gemara says, Molav Galanise, that you can use even Galanise. You don't have to matriach yourself to find Davke thin salt. And the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, so Galanise doesn't mean really substantially coarse. But it means in other words, not so thin like flour. So in other words, so the Hashulchan says that there is really no machlekes. There is only a machlekes reshenim as to what Galal Nisa represents. But in final analysis, they both say the same thing. In other words, that if it is very minute, fine like flour, then it cannot be used. And if it is very heavy, a bolt of soul, a lump of soul, cannot be used either. But it has to be thin, but not too thin. So there is no machleik. That's what the Ruach HaShulchan says. Alright. Now let's see the Loshin of the Mechaber. The Loshin of the Mechaber tends to corroborate the Ruach HaShulchan's pshat. The Mechaber says, Lo yimlach bimelar dako kikemach. He doesn't say, he doesn't reject, he doesn't say that Melardak is not good or Melardak is very good. He doesn't say Melargaso is not good or is very good. In other words, why? And if the Mechaber Shita had been, there is a Machleket between Rambam and Rosh, he should say, according to one Shita, so Melargaso is better. According to other Shita, Melardako is better. He doesn't even discuss that. He says it. So in other words, so what should be used? What is called coarse salt? But that coarse salt is good according to the Rambam and according to the Rosh. We may melach acher rak melar dak kikemach muter. Muta limlerbe. So in other words, so even if it is as minute and as fine as flour, so it doesn't mean that it cannot draw out the blood. It can still, but it's not as effective. But so in other words, a minimum of blood will remain unexpected. So, but that minimum will become bottom. So Mimela, he says, if he has no other salt except Melardaki Kemach, so then it's Mutar Limler. Yifazer Alof now, the tool mentions a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo, whether you have to be Meleach on both sides of the Chtiche, or just on one side is enough. So the tool says, we come to the Kotz of Rashi, but since we don't know how to do so, at the Chasen Kulei, and we know that Yofi Yofi, at the Yirul Echil, we see Melach, we know that Melach, at the Tichem Mishnei Zod, but at the Yofi Rosh Al Kosav, so we know that Olof, Melach Harbe, that we see that we make Mibli Melach. So in other words, what is the Rosh Hoshin indicates that not only that you have to put salt on both sides, let's say you have to put salt on both sides, but l'chatchile you should not leave blank space on either side. In other words, suppose you put salt on this side, you put salt on this side, but you leave void spaces. That's not the proper way. Not that it will become osa there, we discussed, but l'chatchile you should not leave any void spaces on either side of the Chtichas Bos. So it's a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo. Now, Yifazer Olof Melach, Shol Yishabim Mokei, Mili Melach, V'yimlach, Kedi Shol Yirol Leachil, Meise Melach. V'nitzorich La'arbis Olof Melach, Yehisa Meze. U'meilchei Mishnei Zgodi, V'yeifei Soch, L'molchei Gam Bifnim, V'yimlmoch Mel Bifnim, Oy Mibachutz, V'chei Chtichas Shol Yichol Bitzad Echot, Iz Muteach. So the Eved, there is a machleket between the Rosh and the Rashbo and the Mechaber. So the Eved relies on the Shite of the Rashbo. L'chatchile is machmir like the Shite of the Rosh. But the Eved is muta. But then the Rambam paskens no. That even the Eved is also. V'yish eisrim, afil v'the Eved, like the Rosh. V'yoch enoi, im loy v'tzeirech. Now, so there are two pshotim. There is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. I mean, that's very seldom that there should be a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach. What the kavone of the Ramoyis? Of course, many times. But so there is a machlekes in the Lomdes, in the Hezber of the Ramo. That is the usual thing. But here, there is a machleket between the Taz and the Shach, in regard to the meaning of the Ramah. What does Ramah say? Ramah says he paskins that even the Eved is Osa. Then he says Imro Yitzirach. So the Taz explains it Kipshuti. The Taz explains it Kipshuti. I mean, I would also understand Ramah that way, the way the Taz understands it. That he means Bimokim Hefzet Merube. We can rely on the sheet of the Rashba. That even if he was Meleachot, or Meleach, the Chetikas Bosar on one side, and they didn't put any salt on the other side, it's still Muta. There. If it's a hardship situation, if it's Hefzet Merube. This is the way that the Taz explained it. But the Shah doesn't explain it that way. The Shah doesn't explain it this way. The Shah explains that Ramo is saying that if somebody was Mileyach, Chetichas Bosor, only on one side, so then it's also David, even in a hardship situation, even in the case of Hefzet Merubeh. But why does he say, Vochenoik Imul Yitzerech? So that modifies the expression that comes after that. Imul Yitzerech, Vidavke. Vidavke in Kvon is Bashokach. I mean, it's the Lashon of the Ramah is not smooth at all, according to the Shach's pshat. But that's how the Shach understands Ramah. So Vidavke in Kvon is Bashokach. Avol is Bashol Adayin Lo Yivashlenu Kach Elohim Utechid Veishoyim Shenulach Yarzel Veilach Tzadasheni Shalinulach Adayin Veyivashlenu Achakach. One second, let me finish it, please. In order to understand the Shach's Pshat and Ramah, which is a little strange, and it's not consistent with the Pashtus Haloshon of the Ramah, so we have to take notice of a certain Hagoyes Ramah in Simen Ayin. So I turn to Simen Ayin, the Hagoyes Ramah and Simen Ayin Sivov. So there, in Sivov the Mechaba says, in Simen Ayin, Sivov the Mechaba says, Yesh Yisrin Litin Bosa Sholinim Lach Klal Oishenim Lach Ukolat Kol Domen in Boso Shenimlach Kedem Plitosi Dan Lifisha Boso Shenimlach Shenimlach Ukolat Kol Domen Eizero Bileya Mashachavei Repe. In other words, so there is a shite. That's the shite of the Rashba, that one is not allowed to put a piece of meat that was not salted as yet, or suppose it was salted but it already was salted and rinsed, so all the blood was extracted. So such a piece of meat, whether it's Bosa Shulimimach or Shenimach Upalat Koldome, you cannot put in contact with the Bosa that is in a state of salt. Let's say, suppose you have here a piece of Bosa that is in a state of salt. 5 minutes ago I put salt on this Chetichas Bosa, and this is a Chetichas Bosa that was never nimlach, or it was nimlach and it was already polat kodomi. So put it in contact with this, I'm not allowed. Why? Because if I put it in contact, now this is in a state of salt. I just put salt on it 5 minutes ago, so it keeps on exuding dam. So that dam that comes out from this chatiche will be absorbed by this chatiche. And how about being mileyachet again? The answer is, so the first lotion holds, we do not say kibeli kachbel. So mimele, it's also, oh, so yesh yeshkin litin bosa sholinim lach klal, o yishinim lach upolat kol domei, im bosa sholinim lach kirit losi dam, lifi sha bosa sholinim lach, o yishinim lach upolat kol domei, chizel pelei amir shachavir apel. Viyesh matiri, al di miliche, shim lechenu achar kach, kitenu achar kach, ki oz yafit, כאוז יפלית כל דם שבולה. Oh, in other words, you see, so the afrishit, then he says, ויש מתירים בכל זה, וכל זה ומחתחילה יש לוחו של דברי זה. So the athrishites, what are the athrishites? Because in the first lotion he says יש עשרים ליטים בוסו של נמלח פעל או יש נמלח ופולת כל דומי עם בוסו של נמלח קדם פלוטוס אידם לפישה בוסו של נמלח או יש נמלח ופולת כל דומי חזר ופלאי המש חביר הפילי. That's the first lotion, that's the biggest chumah. So that first lotion holds that we do not say kibeli kach pelte, period. We do not say kibeli kach pelte, period. Ligabi milich. We do not say it all together. So if we do not say it all together, so mele, not only if we have this chtichas boso that is in a state of soul, so it keeps on being pelit down, being pelit down. So not only that we are not allowed to put a chtichas boso that was already salted and hudach, so it is already devoid of its blood. So of course so according to that lotion, it goes without saying that if you put this chatiche, which already was nimlach vehudach upolat koldome, and near in contact with the chtichas boso that is in the process of salt. Why? Because since this chtichas boso is in the process of salt, in the process of soul, so blood comes out from this chatiche and it will be absorbed by this chatiche, and then there is no eitze. So then it goes without saying that this chatiche becomes osa. But the first lotion Yonah Mechaba says that even if this chatiche was not as yet salted, so it's also osa to put it in context with a chatiches boso that is in a state of salt, because blood comes out from this chatiche, and this chatiche was not as yet salted, so it absorbs the dam. But why shouldn't we say, after all, it still has a substantial blood content? It wasn't salted yet, it was not made kosher yet, this chatiche. So by salting it, so along with its own blood, it will be paleit also the blood it received from this chatiche. So the first lotion, that is a lotion in the Rashba, holds that we do not say kibili kach peyotei, not even al digrore of its own blood count. That's the first, that's the biggest one. And then one second, please let me explain it. Please let me explain it first. Why do you have a habit of interrupting me?
I didn't hear who she did.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. V'yeish matirin. So, I thought you wanted to ask a shayla here. But so, what is your question?
Who she did the first?
This is the first lotion. That's the lotion in the Rashba.
The lotion in the Rashba.
V'yeish matirin al de meliche sheimlechenu achakach ki oz yaflit kol dam shebola. Then the second lotion is an in-between. They distinguish between boso shalimimlach adayin klal and boso shenimlach v'yehudach v'yotze kol dam. So they say the middle shite, the second lotion, holds that there is a principle of kibeli kach peyotei ligabim lich. The first lotion holds there is no such principle of kibeli kach peyotei al demilich. Whether there is a principle of kibeli kach peyotei ligabitzli is another question. But the first lotion holds that there is no principle of kibeli kach peyotei ligabimilich. But the second lotion holds there is a principle of kibeli kach peyotei ligabimilich. But only agav goret of its own natural blood content. So meneh, if we have ichtichas boso. That is in the state of salt. And then this is Echtichas Boso Shalim Lachadayin. So it still has its own natural blood content. It wasn't salted yet. Then you can put it in contact with this Chatiche. And we don't have to worry. What should we worry? In other words, dam comes out from this Chatiche and it will be absorbed by this Chatiche. So we say that doesn't present any problem because this was not as yet nimlach, so it has its full blood content. we have to salt it to draw out its own blood content. So agav gore. So the salt that will definitely draw out its own natural blood, so along with its own natural blood, it will draw out the blood it received right now from this chatiche. But if this chatiche is a kind of chatiche that was already salted 5 days ago, salted, hutach, polakotome, it has no blood content of its own, then the second motion holds, if you put it in contact, then you can't put it in contact with this chatiche, because blood will come out from this chatiche and be absorbed by this chatiche, and then we cannot say kibeli kachbelte, because we say according to the second motion here on the Mechaber, we only say kibeli kachbelte if the meliche will draw out its own natural blood. So agav gore of the its own natural blood, it will draw out along with the natural blood the blood it received from this chatiche. But so if the chatiche is loinim lechadayim, is placed in contact with chatiche that is in a state of salt, fine. But if this chatiche is already nimlach v'yotzei kol damei, it has no blood content of its own, so then by salting it, it will not draw out the blood that it received from this chatiche. And then there is the third lashon, and that v'yesh matirim beholds it. In other words, that's the biggest school that we say kibeli kachpilte independent of the blood content that the chatiche has. Even though the chatiche that is placed in contact with the chatiche that is melach has no blood content, is devoid of a blood content, it was already nimlach vihutach upolet kol domei yesterday, the day before yesterday, so it's still alright to bring it in contact with this chatiche, provided you make a meliche on this chatiche, so then it will draw out the blood it absorbed from this chatiche without gore. Without gore, independent of its own natural blood content. Oh, so the Mechaber mentions three shittes. Ulchatchila yishlochis l'divayisrim. So in other words, the Mechaber paskins.
Yeah, but the biggest school according to Mach.
Yeah, I'm נופל בוסו שכבר פולט כל דומי מצירי אצל בוסו של אישו עדיין שיום המלכה. He passes that even David, so we asser if echtichas boso that was already hudach kol domei. Hudach kol domei was placed in contact with the boso that is in a state of salt. So even David, in other words, if this echtichas boso was already salted and it stayed in a state of salt for 12 hours, so within the 12 hours all the dam came out and all the tear came out, then if you put it in contact with another piece of salt that was salted only 5 minutes ago that keeps on being pellet dam, so then even there it's asa. And we cannot resort to the device of salting it again and drought, because in other words we do not say, we only say kibelikach peyotei agav gore, but agav gore of its own blood content. But if there is no, if it's not agav gore, we do not say kibelikach peyotei. So he says, "Vafilu b'David, the yagin loasarim nofu b'asa shekvapol kofim mitzirei, esu b'asa shloshu adayin shem lich, v'yei shemrim shekol meis leislach hashenim lach pelitzia." The Vafilu b'shemim who say that echtichas b'asa, I mentioned it many times, that according to most poskim, the limit for being pelitzia is 12 hours. Beyond 12 hours, it's not pelitzia. There are a few poskim who say the limit is 24 hours. So he says, "V'yei shemir shekol meis leislach hashenim lach pelitzia." V'noga teich zman ze libosa shenim lach. V'lisho adayin shem liche eine nesa. V'chei ne yagir. Abu mokim shenefset merube. Yesh lo osrei. Re'acha. Yudrei shoyis. V'keidu mezein lach mekwal. So the Ramon says that abu mokim shenefset merube. So he v'chtichas boso that already stayed in its own for 12 hours. So according to most poskim, so it's not pelitzir anymore. If this chatiche that already stayed for 13 hours in a state of soul, for 13 hours, is placed in contact with another chatiche that keeps on being pelitam, so it's awesome. It's awesome, David. And we cannot be meleach it again. But if it's a hardship situation, so even if it stayed already in a state of soul for 13 hours, 15 hours, 22 hours, even 23 hours, as long as it's less than 24 hours, so there are a few poskim who say that it still continues to pelitzia. So b'mokim efzed merube, we rely on those chitim, on that chitim solution. Oh, now we have to remember that chitim. So he says the shachas then is false. V'ochenoi im lo yitzeich. So according to the task shot, it means im lo yitzeich that b'mokim efzed merube. So even if he salted echtichas boso on one side and the other side he didn't put any salt, so it's a hardship situation, we are muttered. Vidavke, that's the task plan. Vidavke im kvon izbashokach. Avon lo izbashel adayin, lo izbashlenukach. Elo im mitech yudvei shoyiz, shenimlach, yarzer yimlach tzadashemi, shenimlach adayin, viyavishlenach akach. Yimlach yudvei shoyiz, azay itzlenu, dinure mishef shoyiz. Vinatzat shenimlach, kvor beleya mitzat sholenimlach. So the shach explains the Ramo as follows. In the case where it was only Meleach Mitzadechot, then the Psach of the Ramo is that we cannot rely on the Shita of the Rashbo, and we have to pass like the Shita of the Rosh. So even in Mokim Efsed Rubin, there is a hardship situation, so it's still awesome. But when he says in Levi Tzerech, he has reference to what the Ramo says, Efsed Rubin, so we rely on the Shita of Rishenim, that the Pachtichas Boso is capable of being pelitzia for 24 hours. So the Meili said as follows: if it was not nimlach altogether, If it was not nimlach altogether, just one side was nimlach, and the other side was not nimlach, and suppose he already put it in the pot, and he cooked it, so it's also the event, even bimokim efsek mamobe, because we are passing or yacheshish for the sheet of the rosh. So even bimokim efsek mamobe is also. But suppose he was nimlach, echtichas bosor on one side, not on the other side. And it stayed, let's say, in salt for 10 hours, but not 12 hours as yet. And he still didn't put it in the pot. So then, all he has to do is to salt it again, to put new salt, because even though he didn't wash off the salt, but that salt is already weak, you know, it already is used up. So he doesn't have the potential of drawing up. So he has to put new salt on the chatichen. He doesn't even have to put new salt on the side. He has to put new salt on the other side. Maybe on the side that he puts salt, maybe he doesn't even have to put new salt. But he has to put new salt on the other side. Let's say he puts salt on this side, and it stayed in the state of salt for 10 hours. So it's still on the salting board. So he has to turn it over and put new salt. And put new salt on the other side. On the other side. And then he'll put it in the pot. He put it back. But suppose it stayed on the salting board in a state of salt for 13 hours, more than 12 hours. So then, Shaloi Bimokim Efsed Merube, he cannot rely and the Shittas of Sheni, who say that Echtichas Boso is capable of being Peleitzia for 24 hours. But the Mokim Efsed Merube, if it's Loin, it's Bashal Adayin. So he can still salt it and put it in the pot. This is what Ramor means. Vochenoig. Im Loin Litzerach. Vochenoig. That if we didn't, if he salted it only on one side, even though he already finished salting it, so even David is osir, even David is osir, and as long as he didn't put it in the pot yet, so he has to salt the other side. He has to salt the other side, and within 12 hours. But after 12 hours, he cannot salt the other side after 12 hours. Im lo nitzeirach, so then he can salt it even after 12 hours. It's not consistent with the plain connotation of the Lashon HaRamo. The plain connotation of Lashon HaRamo is like the Taz. He says, "Is v'yeshayischin afilu b'deved v'yochenoi im lo litzerach." So then, even if we put it in the pot and it's a hardship situation, so we rely on the shita of the Rashba. But the Shach explains it that way. Look at Sifchof Aleph. V'dafkin from his bashalkach kleima ho de osab b'deved v'mitakone dafkin from his bashalkach. וכן מוכר בתרס חטו שם אבל הוא צירך דהי ממוקם אפשר מרובה וחי גבנה ירזר ואים לך צד השני תיך מישראל כמי שכוסף הרב סוף סימנאיין ודרך כלל חלי ושאר הוכה כי מדי אשר בצליף because how does it does the Shach didn't see the Taz the Shach but how does the Taz explain this Ramo according to the Taz so the Ramo is saying אם לא יצירך So, but if it's a tzeirach, there is a mokim hefsed merube, a hardship situation. So then, the eved we can rely on the sheet of the Rashbo. So then, and then the Ramo continues and says, "Vidafkin von is bashalkach, avim ulinu is bashaladayim, uivashlenu kach, elu imtechid reshoyis, shenimlach, yarzav yimlach tzadasheni, shalimimlach adayim, viyavshlenu achakach, viyumach hayidvei shoyis, azay yitzlenu, dinure mishev shoyis." So the Taz is the Kashe. Why does he say Vimacha Yidveishoyis? So then there is no itse of being Meleachet. But doesn't the Ramo say in his Agoye in Simen Ayin Sivov that Bimokim Hefsed Merube? So then we rely on the Shittas Rishenim who say that Echtichas Boso is capable of being Pelitzia not for 12 hours but for 24 hours. So the Ramo should say here, why does he say Vimacha Yidvei Shoyis? So then he can only eat it out of the tree, and he has no other way. He cannot put it in a pot and eat it al debishel. But if it's a makim epsed merube, so then he should be able to eat it al debishel too, not after al ditzli, and he should be able to salt the other side. It's 13 hours after he put the salt on this side. So it's like, but it's a makim epsed merube. Let him put salt now and eat it al debishel. So the Tase says no. When does the Ramo Matya in Simenayim, Sivo, in the Agoy, B'mokim Efsed Merube, to rely on the Shilas of Hashemim, that Echtichas Boso is Pelitzio for 24 hours, in a situation where there is no other way? But here, there is a way. He can eat it out of its leaf. So Mele, what kind of Efsed Merube is it? Just because the people, he prepared a lot of meat, and the people, they like to eat boiled rather than broiled. Well, so they should be told, you have to eat it in a boiled state. So this is what the Taz says. Now look, Siftesvov in the Taz. Tesvov teich yudveishoish shos pilit abosot tzir umemelu libol amatzal sheni aval hakei yishlochu sheyarzev yivlat atzala nifrat vatzat shomi nifrat lain vaval pishe besimen ayin kosov ramod behepset merube yishlema shepilit tzir ad yemshalim means 24 hours mikol mokim kal vishayot hepset merube kim di yishet abitzli kei nira lidaiti. So the shach says, so ודווקאים כבר נסבשו כך, כלומר, הודו עושה בדיעבד ולא נתקונה, דווקאים נסבשו כך, וכי מוכה בטרס חטוס, שום, אבל צעיר עדיין ללמוק עם אפסד מרובה, וכי גבלה, ירזה ואים בחצר השני תכבס לס, כמו שקוצב הרב סוף סימניים, ודי חק לחליל, דישן לאורך הקים דף שם אצלי. So what the Taz is saying, the Shach thought about it, but he says, די חק לחליל. And he explains the bar, the Ramor that way, but the Pashtus Haloshon of the Ramor doesn't indicate that way, at all. The Pashtus Haloshon of the Ramo indicates that Ramo, when he says V'hoche noi im noi litzirech, that V'mokim efzed merube, we can rely on the sheet of the Rashba. Simple. But this is the way the Shach explained it. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, for next time, so you go over the tour. Up to the Kotz of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Up to Kotz Vagen. That's Daf Kuf Yud Alev. Omud Alev, the second line from the bottom. Up to Kotz Vagen in the two. And then in the Mechaber and Ramo and the Shach and the Taz. Shach and the Taz. Up to Sif Yud Reis. All right.